This episode of The Productivity Show is brought to you by The Dojo, the Asian efficiency community that comes with coaching and accountability. Try The Dojo for just $1 at theproductivityshow.com/dojo. Welcome to The Productivity Show, a podcast by Asian Efficiency to help you maximize your productivity so you can get the important things done without having to sacrifice your health, family, and things that matter to you. We've helped tens of thousands of people save time, be happier, and become more productive. At Asian Efficiency, we have dozens of productivity tools that we use to save time, to be more productive, and to be more effective. We've put together our top 10 favorite tools under $100 that we personally use and can recommend to you. You can find links to everything that we share in the show notes by going to theproductivityshow.com/265. And now, on with the show. And you and I are back again on The Productivity Show. Good to see you, Brooks.
Yeah, good to see you again.
How's life now that officially today is your birthday as we're recording this?
That's right. I was asked, what would you like to do for your birthday? And the first thing that came to mind, I'd love to record a podcast. So that's exactly what we're doing. Luckily, my present is these type of episodes are my very favorite to do. So this is my little birthday present is recording a tools episode.
Yeah, I'm always excited to talk about these things too, because one, they provide quick wins, they're actionable, and I love discovering new things. And I know a lot of our audience listening discovers new things all the time. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't, but hopefully by the end of this episode, you have a few new tools that you can add to your arsenal that you can use to become more productive and live a more productive life. So as always, when we start our podcast episode, we like to kick things off with our top three favorite resources. Since we're going to be talking about tools, we thought we would switch it up just a little bit for our three resources. So the first one I would recommend everybody gets is a box cutter. If you're somebody like me who orders a lot of Amazon packages and does a lot of online shopping, you know the hassle. There's a lot of boxes that you have to open. There's a lot of scissors you might use or whatever. But if you get a dedicated box cutter that has a really sharp edge, it makes the process so much easier, and it's maybe like $10 or less, but totally worth the purchase. So definitely get a box cutter. And the second thing that we would recommend is a podcast mic called the Audio Technica AT2005. If you are thinking about starting a podcast or you want to record some more audio and you do some sort of research online, every single person will recommend this mic because one, has good quality, two, it is portable, and three, it's pretty affordable compared to the pro mics that are out there. So Audio Technica AT2005. And then the third one is a drink. I recently discovered this when I was going to Whole Foods with a friend of mine, and he showed me all the stuff that he bought on a weekly basis. And one of the things that he bought is this drink called Dr. Zevia, and it's by the brand Zevia. And basically it tastes like Dr. Pepper, but it is with clean ingredients and it's no calories either. So I started drinking this drink and I used to love drinking Dr. Pepper when I was younger, but I kind of stopped drinking it because, you know, of all the sugars and such. But with Dr. Zevia, you get the same flavor without all the sugars and the healthy or unhealthy ingredients. So definitely go check that out. And they have a lot of different flavors as well. So those are our favorite resources. And to kick it off, Brooks, and we're going to be talking about our five favorite tools under $100. So you're going to share five of yours. I'm going to share five of mine. And the criteria we kind of set for this was, one, it had to be under $100. Two, they couldn't be apps because we have tons of episodes where we talked about our favorite productivity apps and we'll link to them in the show notes as well if you want to check that out. But everything else is fair game. So whatever you consider a quote-unquote productivity tool is up to you. And I'm really curious to hear what you came up with. And for everybody that's listening, get your wallets ready. Or if you're in the other situation, maybe hide your wallet or credit cards because it can be a little bit of an expense if you buy anything that we buy here today or if you buy everything on here. And what's cool about this episode is we also have a variation next week on this topic where we're going to be talking about our 10 favorite productivity tools over $100. And so if you want to save some money today, then save it up for next week, because we're going to be sharing some really cool tools then too. So again, everything we're going to be sharing right now is in no particular order, right? So whatever your number one is, Brooks, doesn't mean it's the best one. But I see that we have a really cool list here. So I'm going to allow you to kick it off. What is a productivity tool that you would like to share first?
All right. Before I share my first tool, funny story about the box cutter. I heard about these things, so I went on Amazon and got one. And I thought, oh, I'll have one in my office. And I'll buy two, one in my office and then one in the main floor, just so that I have them around. But I guess I wasn't paying attention. So what I bought wasn't a box cutter. It was a box of 10 box cutters. So now I have 20 box cutters at home. So if you're in the Vancouver area and you want a box cutter, let me know, because I got lots to share. But for my number one pick, I will choose a HyperDrive USB-C hub. So I bought a new MacBook recently. I think I've mentioned that on the podcast. And it has USB-C ports, of course, the Thunderbolt. So this whole thing was new to me, this world of now needing some way to connect all my existing peripherals. So I did what I usually do in these situations. I asked the Dojo, our online productivity community. I said, hey, for those of you who are residents of Dongletown, what do you recommend it? And Giacomo recommended, one of the users recommended, this HyperDrive USB-C hub. And one thing I like about it is, instead of most hubs, which kind of has a cable that you plug in and then it sits on the desk or it hangs down, this actually is this sleek little box that attaches to the side of your MacBook. So, and it takes up two USB-C ports, but then I now have three USB-A ports, two USB-C, and a gigabit Ethernet port. So it makes it really fast and easy to connect it. So when I'm disconnecting my Mac, I just disconnect that. And then when I connect it back, I just plug that in and it's all good to go. And the nice thing about it is, now when I have my computer up on my stand, the hub isn't hanging down or anything. It's just attached to the side and doesn't take up any space. So HyperDrive USB-C hub, and it's $89.
So when I got my MacBook Air that I have now, I thought that I might need one of these two. And long story short, I ended up not needing one, which is really fortunate, because I only use that laptop when I'm on the couch or when I'm traveling, to just travel really light. So I'm glad I'm not part of Dongletown and don't reside there. But every time I walk out the door and I go to like a Starbucks or any coffee shop, there's dongles everywhere. So it's kind of interesting to see what Apple did. But I'm pretty sure at some point that's going to go away too, as more devices just get used to that and adapt to that. But yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot of people listening who have a MacBook Pro or are thinking of buying a new MacBook are probably going to need a dongle for the next year or two or so. So cool to see that you got a good one out there. So for me, my first recommendation is the Gunner glasses. So this is roughly a $50 purchase. And I first discovered this a few years ago when we hosted the Asian Efficiency Mastermind. And I've always heard about these glasses, right? Where you've probably seen those people, especially if anybody that you know is kind of a quote unquote biohacker, they'll walk around and have these orange tinted glasses and you go, oh, that is definitely a biohacker. Like, that is a stereotypical biohacker pair of glasses. And the whole purpose of them is to block blue light so that you can fall asleep easier. You don't stress your eyes too much, and people tend to wear them at night, so it helps them fall asleep faster. And I've seen them all over town and all the time, but they really didn't look that cool. It was kind of obvious that you're wearing these, you know, biohacking glasses. And it wasn't until I saw the Gunner glasses that Scott, one of our Asian Efficiency clients, mentioned them at the mastermind that we were at. And when he showed them to me, I was like, oh, they look like normal glasses. They actually look kind of cool. And when I saw that, I immediately purchased them on Amazon. And so for me, that was an instant buy. And now that I have them, I wear them all the time at night. A lot of times when I go to movies at night, I'll wear them as well. So I'll literally sit down in the theater, wear them while I'm watching the movie. And then when I go home, I have no trouble falling asleep. So they're really useful. I also use them when I'm traveling, especially when I go to like hotels or I stay at an Airbnb and the lighting situation is a little tricky. Or if I'm traveling and I'm in a different time zone and I want to adjust quicker, wearing those glasses really helps. especially if I'm getting off the plane and I want to adjust time zones, getting those glasses on will help with that. So one of the things you'll notice as we're going to go through this list is that a lot of my recommendations today are kind of like health and wellness focus, because that was a big focus for me for the last like 18 months or so. And I always talk about how peak health is the ultimate productivity hack, right? And it's the whole idea of if you're really healthy, you have lots of energy, lots of focus, naturally because of your good health, it's so much easier to be productive, and you're also going to be so much more effective compared to somebody who doesn't have that. So that's a theme you're going to see as we're going to go through my list here. And I don't remember, Brooks, do you have a pair too?
No, it's one of those things I've always meant to buy it. And it's funny, I remember when Scott mentioned that at the mastermind, and you can almost see like everybody in the room adding buy Gunner glasses to their task manager list because we were all wowed by the description. So yeah, I got to get on that. I'm gonna pick some up. This is going to be my takeaway from this show, is I'm going to go out and buy some right after recording.
Yeah, I really love mine. And I am notoriously bad with them when it comes to like throwing them around, putting them in my suitcase and stuff. And they just don't bend or crack. And I've been really fortunate with that. And actually, when I was in the Philippines, I actually gave my pair to Marmel because they don't have them in the Philippines. And so I gave them to Marmel as a gift. And she really loves them too. So it's cool that the rest of the team is kind of getting on board as well. So I'm slowly working on you. I'll just keep mentioning it on the podcast and eventually you'll get it.
Done. It's going on the list right after recording. Great. I will do my number two pick now. So for me, my number two pick, and I didn't plan it this way, but this is another recommendation from the Dojo members. Anne-Marie and Katie were both talking about their favorite tools and inexpensive things, and they both brought this up, and it just so happened that I need to buy it for my wife, and it's the Contigo Auto Seal West Loop Stainless Steel Travel Mug. And so I thought, really, what kind of big deal could be a travel mug? You know, I've got lots of travel mugs around the house, but this one, and this is something both Anne-Marie and Katie mentioned, and I've found it to be true because I keep stealing my wife's, is it does a great job keeping things warm like you would expect a travel mug to do. It's great for coffee, tea, anything like that. But the main thing is this thing is very, very leak proof. Like you can, if you screw it on properly, which you do have to do it a certain way, which at first I thought was weird, like how can a travel mug need instructions? So you do want to pay attention to how you put the lid on. But if you do it the right way, you can throw these things in your bag and they don't spill. And it always stresses me out seeing my wife put it in her bag because she has these expensive bags. But so far, no accidents. So yeah, and it's about $15. You can get it in two packs online. And I think I've seen it at Costco as well. But if you're looking for a travel mug, this one's a great one.
I have another kind of quote unquote travel mug that I use, which I'll share at the end, which I think is my sleeker version of it, but also it's not really a travel mug because it doesn't like cool temperatures or control it. So it's slightly different, but it is quote unquote a water bottle, which I'm going to share at the end. But I've seen a lot of people have this, especially if you're somebody who's commuting a lot and you know, take stuff with you while you're driving, or if you're traveling a lot on the plane, you want to, you know, keep your own drinks cool or whatever, especially if you have, you know, layovers and such. I think they're going to be really useful for that too. But for somebody who, you know, mostly works from home, I just have my Asian efficiency mug that we produce for our Dojo annual members. So in case you didn't know, if you're a Dojo member, which is our online community that comes with coaching, accountability, and ongoing training, when you upgrade your membership to an annual membership, you actually get one of those exclusive AE mugs that are really cool. And so if you ever see anybody with an AE mug, you know that they're a Dojo member. I like to use mine at home, so I really don't have a need for it. But I can see others definitely can. All right, so my number two pick is going to be slightly different, which is actually electrolyte powders. So this year, I've been drinking a lot more water, which is great. Drink roughly around 2.5 liters of water every single day. And I actually want to bump it up to 3 now that I'm working out a lot more. And one of the things I've noticed is that one is I like to have variety in my life. That's an overall theme in general when it comes to anything that I do. So I notice I get easily bored from just drinking water. And then second is I wanted to become more hydrated in general. And I noticed that using electrolyte powders really helps with that because I go to the sauna like 2 or 3 times a week. Texas heat is pretty brutal in the summers. So it can get into the triple digits, which is 100 Fahrenheit, which is roughly 35, 36 Celsius. So as you can imagine, with humidity as well, you easily sweat and lose a lot of liquids. So having electrolytes into the mix really helps with staying hydrated. So there's two brands that I really like. One is called Vega Sports Hydrator. This is a brand that I've been using probably for the last 3 to 4 years. And then the other one is called Element, but it's spelled L-M-N-T, electrolyte powder. And this one I really like, and it was actually recommended by my personal trainer, because it tastes like the old school Gatorade, but it doesn't have any sugar. So if you like that flavor, that old school Gatorade, you definitely want to check out this electrolyte powder. So that is my number two pick.
Oh, I'm going to have to try that one. I love the old school Gatorade, and we don't have the heat quite like that here in Vancouver, but I think I could, it is something that could be helpful. So I'm going to have to check that one out.
This episode of the Productivity Show is brought to you by The Dojo, the Asian efficiency community that comes with coaching and accountability. The funny thing about productivity is that oftentimes you know what you should be doing and how to do it, but sometimes you still don't end up doing it. By the time 5 o'clock rolls around and you look at your to-do list, there are no check marks and nothing got done. So you start to research how you can become more productive and make the most of your time. You read blogs, buy books, listen to podcasts, and maybe try a thing or two in the hopes that you become more productive. But nothing sticks, and you still find yourself behind on work. At this point, you've tried a lot of different tips and strategies, but nothing has really worked for you. If this sounds familiar, you're definitely not alone. It's not the lack of information that's holding you back and preventing you from getting things done. You already know what you need to do and how to do it. What's missing is coaching and accountability. That's why we've created The Dojo. The Dojo is an online productivity community that comes with coaching and accountability. When you become a member, you get access to productivity coaches, live training, and accountability groups to help you accomplish your goals in record time. As a member, you also get access to our training vault. This is where you'll find copy and paste workflows to save time, masterclasses on a wide range of productivity topics, and advanced strategies that we don't share on the podcast and on the blog. It's only inside the dojo for our members. We've released a new masterclass on sleep tracking and turned that information into increased productivity. It's a big topic in the community. And other masterclasses that we have are things like how to get started with a 12-week year, how to build productive habits and stick to them. We have a masterclass on setting up your calendar for maximum productivity. And we also have a masterclass on how to master motivation. And we have so much more in there. We have over 30 masterclasses inside the dojo. I know there's something in there for you. So for a very limited time, there's a special offer just for the Productivity Show listeners. Just go to theproductivityshow.com/dojo and try out the dojo for just $1 for your first month. Again, that's theproductivityshow.com/dojo.
All right, my number three pick is the Gerber Dime Multi-Tool. So it's about $20, and it's this small little multi-tool that has a little knife, needle nose spring-loaded pliers, a wire cutter, a box cutter, and scissors, and a little screwdriver, and a bottle opener, tweezers, and a little file. And it's kind of like a Swiss Army knife, but smaller and more, a little more functional for me. So I just keep this in my bag all the time. And these things come in surprisingly handy. I've used the blade and the scissors lots of times if I just need to like open a package when I'm on the go and that sort of thing, screw something in. Yeah, it's really, really handy. The only thing, and I actually had to add a task to my OmniFocus for this reason, is it's not TSA friendly. So it does have a blade. So you got to make sure, I always have to remember if I'm going to be flying to take it out of my bag, because you can't take it on the airplane. But other than that, it's a great little tool to have in your everyday carry as you're going around.
I'm looking at it right now. And do you have the matte black one? Because that one looks really cool.
Yeah, that's the one I have. Yeah, it's awesome. I like it.
Yeah, I can see that being very, very useful. And that was actually my second question. Is this TSA friendly? But yeah, I guess no.
I wish it was. And maybe there's another. I actually looked for this because I thought there was a TSA friendly version out there, but I looked and I couldn't find it. So if you know of one, definitely let us know.
I might make this purchase myself. I can definitely see this being useful. One of those things that you just, like you said, you just want to keep in your bag for any type of situation that you run into. So I can definitely see that. Speaking of a other tool, one that I really love and just recommend all the time, and this is my third pick here, is the Amazon Echo. So if you've been following the podcast for a while, you know how much I love my Amazon Echo, how much I use it in my home, how much I use it to automate anything that's going on in my life. If you don't have one yet, highly recommend it. Yes, there's, you know, Google Home and others, but the Amazon Echo, in my opinion, is the most useful one out there just because of one of all the integrations, two, all the different apps that are available, and three, it just simply integrates with Amazon. So if you do any sort of shopping on Amazon, like I do, I think roughly, if I categorize all my purchases online that I make, probably half of them are literally on Amazon, if not more. So it just shows you how much I use it. And I order stuff all the time, especially if I have to reorder things like supplements or toilet paper or anything like that. I usually do it through Amazon Echo. So I'll just say, hey, so-and-so. I won't call it out right now because she'll go crazy as we're recording this. But hey, so-and-so, I need to order this. And then she'll find it based on my order history. And then I have a voice code, which I will confirm then. And then it basically gets ordered right away. So then I have it either tomorrow or the day after. So super useful. Other features that I use all the time is like the timer, right? If I'm like cooking a pizza or something in the oven, I just need to know like when it's ready. One of the things I do all the time is ever since I use my phone in the living room before I go to bed, I put it there so that it will charge overnight. So I kind of force myself not to have a cell phone in my bedroom. And so if I want to use it, I literally have to get out of bed and go there. And because of that extra step, I usually won't get out of bed. But also I don't want to wake up and then immediately grab my phone. So oftentimes I'll wonder, what is the time? Like, is it still early? Should I, you know, continue to sleep or should I get up? And so there's a lot of times when I'll just simply ask for the time while I'm in bed. And that allows me to, you know, not get distracted by light or get awakened by light by checking my phone or something like that. So that's another feature that I use all the time. And we have a whole podcast episode dedicated to this as well. So if you haven't listened to episode 243 yet, which is about home automation, I definitely recommend you check that out as well. So you can just go to theproductivityshow.com/243 to check out that home automation episode.
Yeah, we also have the Echo at home. And one thing they're really handy for is, aside, like even this morning, I was using it as a cooking timer, and it's great having the multiple timers going at the same time for cooking, which is really great, the name timers. They're also just really handy for just asking random information. You know, if you're wanting to look up facts, if you're wanting to know what's the population of X, or you want to know something coming up, like even this morning, I heard my son calling from his bedroom. He asked, hey, what time is the Manchester United match today? And then it will parse that in and tell him. So it's just having that kind of information and weather and stuff like that, being able to ask these assistants is just really, really handy. It saves you having to look up stuff on your phone and then therefore getting distracted. You go to look at what time the game is, and then next thing you know, you're swiping through Instagram or something like that. So having these really helps with, I find anyway, reducing distraction.
Yeah, and they have multiple versions of the Amazon Echoes. And if this is your first purchase and you're like, oh, I'm not sure if I really need it, get the cheapest one. It's the smallest one. I think it's $29, $30 or so, and oftentimes they'll go on sale as well. So you can probably find a really good deal or just buy a used one somewhere from somebody who doesn't really use it. There's tons of those available out there too. And just get it set up and you'll see how convenient things are. So definitely check out the Amazon Echo.
All right, my number four tool pick is the New Year, spelled N-E-U, year, Monday first calendar. And there's lots of different New Year calendars out there. And basically, it's a big calendar that you can put on your wall or you can put on the back of your door. You can have it landscape orientation or horizontal orientation. I personally like the Monday first calendar that is a dry erase version, so I can erase stuff and move stuff around. So that's the one that I like, but there's lots of other ones out there. So I use this all the time for just getting a big picture view of what's coming up. And also I like writing, well, this is specific to me, but I like writing podcast dates on it and stuff like that, just so I can glance up. I usually have it above my desk and I can just glance up and see what's coming up. Or if I'm talking about a certain date with somebody, I don't even have to look on my computer. I can just look up and see if there's a travel involved or a holiday or something like that. And they're about $28, at least the one that I usually buy every year. And I specifically wanted to mention this one because I had mentioned on the podcast before that I just did a big reno in my office. And for some reason, and the whole house actually, and for some reason, they took everything off my walls. So my New Year calendar right now is not up on the wall behind my computer and is driving me crazy because I never really realize how often I look up to look at it until it's not there. And now it's driving me mental. So I've got to get on putting it back up there because I'm going crazy.
Yeah, I really like that one too. And I have one at home as well. And I just love the fact that because it's just one big quote unquote sheet of paper, you can literally see in a glance your whole year and just see, okay, this is what's coming up. You can color code it if you want to say, hey, this is a block of dates where I'm vacationing, or you just write stuff on there. I find it so useful. And I'm kind of surprised that people still use, you know, regular calendars where you have to pull or tear a month before you see the next month, which I find not that useful in my opinion. On a day-to-day basis, I think the digital calendar is really useful for that kind of stuff, to just kind of see what's going on in the monthly basis. But if you want to see on an annual basis of what's going on, or kind of forecast over the next 2 or 3 months what's happening, I find the New Year version, which is also physical, much easier and much more convenient to do as well. And also makes planning a little easier. Or it's a great conversation starter as well when people come to your place and they say, oh, I see you're going to Barbados in November. I'm like, yep, yeah, I'm going to go there and do that and X, Y, and Z. So definitely recommend you check out that version. All right, so my number four pick is the Manta Sleep Mask. So it's roughly $30. And I've been obsessed about maximizing and optimizing my sleep. And over the years, I've done a lot of experiments, whether it's taking certain supplements like magnesium, whether it is, you know, figuring out a new evening ritual, whether it's changing temperatures. I've tried a lot of different things, and that includes sleep masks as well. There's so many of them out there. And it wasn't until somebody else recommended the sleep mask when I thought, oh, this looks kind of cool, but it looks a little weird as well, because it looks like you have these little goggles on, except they're all black when you wear this mask. And I was like, no, you know, doesn't look that cool. Like, I'll pass. And I kept buying other sleep masks. And it wasn't until recently I saw this mask again when I was at Generate Athlete Lab, which is like a fitness and recovery center here in Austin, which you've been to, Brooks, where we were hanging out on the Normatex and just getting our legs massaged. And you were like, oh, this is amazing. I should have this at home too.
Yes.
And I saw somebody wear one there too. I asked them for their opinion and said, yeah, I've tried a lot of different sleep masks as well. This is definitely by far the best one I've tried. And when he said that, I was like, okay, sold. I'm going to get that one too. And now that I have one, I can see why people really like it. And I actually take it with me everywhere now. Whenever I go somewhere, I take it with me. And it comes with a little pouch, which is really convenient. But also when you put it on, it's completely black, which is nice. It doesn't feel like there's pressure on your eyes because it has these like curves on the outside, and it kind of looks like you have like this old school pilot glasses on, you know, from the 40s, but in a really relaxing way. And so there's no pressure on your eyelids or your eyebrows or eyelashes. There's no pressure there. And so it looks a little funky, I will say, but if you wear it, you'll just see like how convenient it is and how comfortable it is. So definitely check out the Manta Sleep Mask.
Yeah, I have a trip coming up, assuming all my visas get approved. My passport's currently in Ottawa, which is the nation's capital, and it's stressing me out not having my passport. But assuming everything gets approved, I have a trip coming up where I have a flight to Europe, a week-long train trip, and then a flight home from Asia. And as soon as you mentioned this sleep mask, I knew I'm going to have to pick it up because I think it's going to come really, really handy on the crazy travel that this trip's going to have. So yeah, I'm definitely going to be checking this one out. All right, my number five pick, so my final pick, is the Tombin Snake Charmer. And there's a large size and a small size. For me, the small size is what I have, and it's perfect for me. Maybe you need a larger one. I'm not sure. But what it is it's an organizer pouch. So it's this small, lightweight pouch that has two mesh pockets on each side, or one pocket on each side, so two pockets total. And what I personally use it for is it carries all of my cables, my dongles, which we talked about, hubs. That's on one side. I have like tech gadgets on one side. And then on the other side, I have things like ibuprofen, a little flashlight, some Band-Aids, and all that type of stuff. And it's this great compact little pouch that just keeps everything organized so I don't have stuff all over my bag. The nice thing about it is if I am changing bags, I can just grab it and take it out. Or if I need to get something, I'm not digging around in the bottom of my bag for it. I just grab the pouch and access what I need. It's about $28 and really, really well made. Tombin makes good quality stuff anyway, but I've really loved this Snake Charmer organizer ever since I got it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It looks really useful. And in some ways, I'm pretty cheap. So what oftentimes I use is those little pouches that they give on flights. And I've over the years kind of built this collection where I have all these, you know, pouches now. And then I thought, you know, maybe I should use them when I actually travel myself. So now I use all of those pouches whenever like I put stuff in my bag or if I want to compartmentalize certain things. But looking at yours, I think, whoa, this is really cool. And it's actually designed to be useful as well, where the airline ones are, you know, there's only like one really pocket that you can use. And this looks way cooler too. So if I ever use or lose all of my pouches, this is the first thing I would probably purchase as well. All right. So my final pick and number five is the Mimo water bottle. And I specifically have the A5 size. So they come in different sizes, but if you look at this bottle, it's basically a really flat bottle. It kind of looks like a square, like a really thin square or a rectangle, I should say. And I like it because I carry a briefcase a lot of times on business trips because it looks a little bit more professional. And the problem with briefcases is that if you have any sort of water bottle, like a Swell water bottle, it doesn't really fit in there. It's really bulky. Adds a lot of like room to your briefcase and it creates like this, you know, this weird bulge in there. And if you have a nice or expensive briefcase, it, you know, you don't want to have this permanent bulge that's there, right? From your water bottle. And if you get regular water bottles at the store, they don't really fit in there either. And so I had this like quote unquote pain point of, you know, I want to drink water, but these water bottles don't really fit in my briefcase. And so it wasn't until my friend Peter from The Essential Man, which is a blog where he posts about like fashion and like grooming for men. And he posted his favorites list where he just shared some of the things that he recently bought. And one of those things was the Mimo water bottle. And I thought, whoa, like I really need this. Like this would fit perfectly in my briefcase. So I ended up purchasing it for roughly $15 on Amazon. And ever since I have it, I use it all the time now because I usually take my laptop with me in a briefcase as well or in a document holder. So it's like a big old pouch. And whenever I carry that with me, I can just slide in the Mimo water bottle and it just fits in there. No problem whatsoever. It doesn't create a bulge, doesn't take up a lot of space. And the size is big enough to be able to work for 1 or 2 hours and just drink out of that. And you'll be hydrated enough to, you know, do your work session there. So anytime I'm on a business trip now, anytime I go to the local library here or anytime I have like a quick errand to run and I want to have some water with me, I'll just fill up this little Mimo water bottle because it's so small, compact, and it's really easy to take with you. So if you're in very similar situations, I highly recommend you check out the Mimo water bottle.
We record these episodes live in front of the dojo, as I mentioned, our online community. And sometimes the audience asks some questions. So Phil actually has a question about the Mimo water bottle. How's the leak situation? If the angle changes and it's in your bag, does it leak or is it pretty safe? What's your experience been on that?
mine has never leaked. It's pretty strong too. Like I've dropped it many times. It's made out of plastic. So when you're drinking it, it's clear and see-through. So you can actually see all the liquid, right? And it's a great conversation starter because when I go to the library and I use it and I pull it out, it kind of looks like one of those flasks in a way. Those old school flasks, right? They're really thin and they kind of slide in your bag. But it's see-through. And so whenever I'm drinking it, people always think that I'm drinking vodka or something because it kind of looks like a flask, but it's just plain water. So it's a great conversation starter, and people always will give you a weird look when you first use it. But other than that, yeah, been really solid for me. All right, so that is our top 10 list for today. And there's some great gems in here, stuff that I haven't even heard of. So thank you, Brooks, for sharing some of yours. And I hope you found some of mine useful as well. So if you are near a computer right now and you want to make some purchases, I definitely recommend these things that we've mentioned today. And like I mentioned at the very beginning, next week, we're going to be talking about our favorite productivity tools over $100. So I'm really excited to share that with you next week as well. So thank you, Brooks, for sharing your list, and I'll see you next week. At Asian Efficiency, we believe that you shouldn't have to sacrifice your personal life to get things done. You should be able to get everything done in the time you have. That's why we built a productivity quiz to help you maximize the time you have, increase your energy, and get you more focused. We've helped tens of thousands of people increase their productivity, and within 2 minutes of taking a productivity quiz, we'll show you exactly what you need to do next to increase your productivity. To take the quiz, just go to theproductivityshow.com/quiz. Again, that URL is theproductivityshow.com/quiz. Don't let your never-ending to-do list drag you down and stop sacrificing your health and family to get things done. Take the quiz today, and you'll be on your way to becoming superhuman productive. You can also find links to everything we discussed today in the show notes by going to theproductivityshow.com/265. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving us an iTunes review or a star in Overcast. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next Productive Monday.